On this episode, we review California Grill at the Contemporary Resort. This is episode 186 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. Don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast with Jared and Jamie Lee at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Thursday. Then on that same feed, Jamie has Trip Tales once a month. And now CTM at the Movies is once a month as well. Then Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday. So go out and search for the Diz Dudes and subscribe. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays. So the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. If you're getting ready to plan your next Disney vacation or a Universal vacation, you want to reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. You can reach Melissa at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. And with brand new packages just released for 2020 this week, you definitely want to reach out to her to find the best deal. She will help you get all booked, help you with ADRs, fast passes, and answer any questions you may have. All of this at no cost to you. If you have not yet checked out ctmvip.com to see what Club 32 is all about, I highly suggest you go and take a look. Club 32 is kind of our special members club for a small fee, either monthly or per year. It really helps you support the show. It helps with the show growth, with equipment upgrades, with hosting, with us having an opportunity to do some of the things that we do. And we try to give back a whole lot to you, including early episodes and early vlogs long before anybody else gets them. The Diz Dudes live every single Monday night, where you can actually participate in the show as a Club 32 member. Just this past weekend, Rhonda and I, while at Disney, gave a ton of live streams to Club 32 from the Yacht Club, California Grill, Three Bridges Bar and Grill, which is just open now at Coronado Springs, as well as the full Guardians of the Galaxy live show. Coming up in July, we are going to be at the opening of the Grand Destino Tower, club level at Coronado Springs, as well as opening night at Toledo Restaurant, which we learned it was pronounced, as well. Then we're moving over later in the month to the Polynesian with a theme park view, and we'll be able to show you the club level access there as well. Then we switch to Boardwalk Inn. We're doing Flying Fish. And then what's really going to be wonderful for Club 32 members is that Rhonda, Jared, and I will all be at the opening week of Galaxy's Edge at the end of August and into Labor Day weekend. All of that's going to be available live stream-wise exclusively to Club 32 long before anybody else gets it. So highly suggest you check out ctmvip.com. Today's episode is all about California Grill, which we finally had an opportunity to dine at.
Yay!
We've been looking forward to this for a long time. This is somewhere that we had reservations in the past, and for some reason just ended up having to cancel them, and it just didn't work out. So we finally got to go on Father's Day for our Father's Day dinner.
Yes, and how'd you feel about that?
I was very, very nervous.
And
we'll just wait and see. We'll see what I thought. Everybody's on the edge of their seats right now. I can tell. Don't fall off. Do you want to talk a little bit about California Grill and just kind of set up, a little bit about it there?
Yeah, California Grill is at the Magic Kingdom Resort area. It's inside Disney's Contemporary Resort. It is American seafood and sushi cuisine. It's fine / signature dining. It is 35 to 59 per adult, and then over 60 per adult.
It's expensive.
It's very expensive. which is funny because it says $59.99. That's pretty much $60.
Yeah. that may be. They do have a brunch option, which we're not going to really talk about, but they have a brunch option, and the $35 to $59.99 may include, I think, that brunch option, and then kind of the 60 and over per adult is just kind of a standard for the most part. Yeah.
So dining plans, Disney's quick service dining plan obviously is not available. And Disney dining plan, you take 2 credits, and so does the deluxe dining plan. Dinner is at 5 p.m. till 10 p.m. Discounts are available. You've got Tables in Wonderland, you have, which is 20%. You have annual pass holder, which is 10%, and Disney Vacation Club, 10%.
Yeah, and as always, Tables in Wonderland is going to get you 20% off of not only food, but alcohol as well.
Correct.
Whereas your annual pass holder and your Disney Vacation Club are not.
Just food, right?
Yeah, just food. People, you know, a lot of pass holders and Vacation Club members think, well, is Tables in Wonderland worth it if I'm already getting 10% off? If you're somebody who drinks, has alcoholic beverages for your meals, I think it's completely worth it. You're getting another 10% off of your food.
Right.
To me, the annual pass holder for us, the 10% is a backup for the places that don't take Tables in Wonderland.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, okay, I get 10% off of food. Well, that's cool. But, you know, Tables in Wonderland, I'm in the mathematical equation that if you spend $750 in a calendar year on food and alcohol at participating restaurants, you make your money back. I don't factor in, well, I could already get 10%, so therefore I have to technically spend more to get that savings. Some right. people kind of do the math that way. I disagree with that. I just think if you're going to spend $750 a year, you're breaking even on the $150 investment for Tables in Wonderland. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
You know, and this could be if you go for a week or if you go multiple times like us.
Right.
Just do some quick math. And, you know, and if you go, well, we're going for 10 days and we've got 10 dining reservations.
Right.
And 3 of those are signature. You're probably going to break that $750 mark. And what's great is that it's up to 10 people in your party.
Yeah.
So if you have friends, really family good. Coming with you, yep. it can be good for them as well.
Yes.
So that was my quick Tables in Wonderland spiel.
And don't forget, they add gratuity.
Yes, they add 18% gratuity on top. So just, you know, if you want to tip on top of that, go for it. But the 18% is automatically included
yep.
with Tables in Wonderland.
Yep.
So really, I mean, you're saving your gratuity
really,
is what's
yeah.
really happening.
Yeah.
So highly, highly recommend it. This show is in no way sponsored by Disney's Tables in Wonderland. It should be.
Should be.
It totally should be. All right. So you can savor the finest in Californian cooking as you take in the sights of Seven Seas Lagoon in Magic Kingdom Park. Straight from their website, and then we'll kind of break down, you know, some of the stuff that they say on here. You can experience the flavors of the Pacific Coast at this award-winning restaurant. Via private elevator, ascend to the 15th floor of Disney's Contemporary Resort, where you'll discover exquisite panoramic views of the shimmering lagoon, Floridian woodland, and Cinderella Castle. Inside, enjoy the vibrant sights and sounds of the lively onstage kitchen. It is lovely as well. Where chefs combine global flavors in deliciously inventive new ways. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Because I think this sets up getting to the Contemporary, walking in, checking in, getting to the restaurant, you know, first impressions, where we sat, all of that. You want to talk some about that?
Yeah. So we were staying at Yacht and we Ubered over to, or lifted over
yeah.
to. And so,
and for us, it made more sense to do Lyft because, you know, normally we would drive. Another benefit of Tables in Wonderland is that you get free valet parking when
yeah.
you have a reservation. So we could have easily driven to Contemporary, valet parked, you know, it would have been very simple. Problem is Yacht Club, and we're going to get into Yacht Club in our next review. Parking is terrible.
Yeah.
It's, as Charles Barkley would call it, terrible. I mean, it's forever away. We did not feel like. It was rainy. We didn't feel like walking all the way to our car and
right.
then getting back and maybe not having a parking spot.
Right. So it was just so easy to lift. I think it was like $9.
Yeah. $9 or $10 each way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just totally worth it. So anyways, we get there and they obviously put you down on the ground floor. So you had to take the elevator up and we were like, we had no idea where to go. And luckily going up the elevator or escalator, I mean, going up the escalator right there on your right has this big sign that mm-hmm. says California Grill check-in.
Yep.
So, and it's the, like a table,
Yeah. I mean, it's like a host stand right there. I mean, it was much like when you would go to an airport, which the Contemporary looks like, and you would check your luggage.
Yeah. There you go. Trying to paint that picture.
Same feeling.
Right.
Old airport.
So anyways, we check in. And he tells us that Chelsea, right?
Mm-hmm. I think that was Chelsea.
Chelsea was going to take us up to the restaurant.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah, and you do. You got a private elevator right there. You check in, they take your name, and you go on, and
so it was
she's
me.
Taking you right up. So right from the beginning, this is a fine dining experience.
Yes. And it was neat because obviously it was just the four of us in the elevator. Well, with Chelsea, so five.
Yeah.
And we get up to the 15th floor and we come out of the elevator. And then what was your first impression?
Wine.
That's right.
You,
so was Kaylin.
Yeah. These elevator doors open and there's another small hostess stand to your left. And then the entire back wall is a wine cellar, coolers, fridges, whatever, but they are floor to 15, 20 foot ceiling filled
wine.
With wine.
All kinds of wine.
And so that's the first impression. And you're just like, wow. Like, I mean, it's grand.
Yeah.
And as much as I personally am unimpressed with the contemporary lobby and check-in area and all, you see this wine thing and then your head turns right and there are these giant windows, again, floor to ceiling, side to side, panoramic views, and immediately there's the Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the castle.
The count, yep.
And you feel like you could throw a rock and hit it.
Mm-hmm.
It feels that close. And it was breathtaking. Like I knew the views here were great, you know, but I'm thinking it's gonna be like an Ohana. You know, where you walk into Ohana and you see the windows and you're like, oh, that's pretty. This is as soon as you step off the elevator and turn your head in that direction, you're like,
wow.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is very open. It's very light. It's very airy.
Yep.
It's elegant, but not fancy.
Right.
I felt like. You know? And then to your left, there's a full sushi bar that you can actually sit at. And there's a full lounge area that you can wait, grab a drink, you know, and
the bar
and
was
wait for
pretty
your table.
Big, I feel like, as very. Well.
Yeah.
And it was nice because we didn't know what to do. So we asked the bartender as we were grabbing a drink, and he's like, yeah, sit anywhere. And I felt like it was a decent-sized lounge area as well.
Yeah.
And then, the bar was big. And I didn't even have time to finish getting our glasses of wine when literally we were texted and said that our table was ready. And we were early, and I did forget to say that, like, you know, we're not in a hurry.
Yeah.
If our table's not ready, it's okay. But so we were about a good 30 minutes early.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
And I think it was like 6 o'clock and what was our
6:25.
And we were seated.
Okay.
Which was fine. So we went back over to the small hostess stand upstairs and then went and sat us, and where we were being seated was a room, actually. Still windows, giant windows, floor to ceiling. And there was what did I count, about 9 tables in there?
Yeah.
Occupancy was 52.
Yeah.
So it was nice because it was raining and we weren't even sure if the fireworks were gonna go off. You could see Wilderness Lodge.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we were on the opposite side.
Yep. But it was so nice and quaint.
Quiet.
And quiet.
Yeah. So this room worked, and this room and this view was fine for us because we weren't, first of all, it was raining. So, you know, we weren't even sure if fireworks were going to go off that night, and we knew we weren't going to be sitting at the table when and if they did. Our plan would have been to watch them from the lounge or go out on the deck and all.
Right.
We ended up going home after the meal, or, you know, back to the resort after the meal, only because it was just rainy and we just didn't need to wait around. We would have had to wait around another, I think at that point, hour or something for the fireworks.
Because
so,
we were sat so early.
So if you are going at a time where you're not looking to view the fireworks while you're sitting and eating your meal, I thought this was a great location. You know, we didn't have views of the castle. Even if it had been a beautifully clear evening, it's not like I would have just, you know, pressed my face up against the window and stared at the castle the whole time. So I liked how quiet it was and secluded. It felt like we were in a special area, And mm-hmm. when we talk about the service, you're going to, it felt like it even more.
Right.
You know, out in the big open area, there is a open kitchen where you mm-hmm. can watch them cook and plate and put the food out for the servers, and really cool to see, but it's loud. Mm-hmm. It's very, very loud.
But and, I would like to go back there, maybe just me and you.
Oh, for sure. And I would get a later reservation, and I'd try and get the fireworks. And I would specifically request, we would like to be in the main area, you know, and if we can, a fireworks view, and we can wait, whatever you need. Mm-hmm. If I'm going on like a date night, fireworks are not within the agenda during the meal, I would request this area because it was so intimate and so quiet.
Yeah.
And which works out really well for us now because we do live streams and all for Club 32, or we're, you know, recording for the vlog on YouTube.
Right.
It's nice to have it a little quieter.
Yep.
And we're finding the closer we get to 40, the louder restaurants get. I don't know if they're literally getting louder. We're getting older. Might be a combination of both. But there have been so many restaurants now, and that's in general. That's not just Disney. Because, you know, a lot of these restaurants have these open air atmospheres and open kitchens and things. And it's just loud, you know. And sometimes you can't even hear, like, the people next to you talk that you're with. So I liked that part about it.
Yeah. Like, I think we plan to do dinner with Gary, correct, and Claire?
Yeah, I think we may be.
So I would actually love to be in that room just to get to know them and be, you know, not so
like, oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What? How are you?
Yeah. Yes. No, so, I agree. I feel like you'd be yelling across the table.
Right. And then we could totally like go outside or whatever. Yep. So.
So yeah, I like the, I like, you know, you sit down and your menu's there and they're printed napkins with the California Grill logo and it, you know, and the wine glasses are out. And again, beautiful table setting, white linen, you know, tablecloths and all that. Yep. So this is, of course, gourmet dining. Californian cuisine celebrates fresh seasonal ingredients and the international melting pot culture of the Golden State. Changing seasonally, the menu may include such specialties as handmade Sonoma goat cheese ravioli, yellowfin tuna, and oak-fired filet of beef. A delight in mouth-watering sushi, as well as flavorful brick oven-fired pizzas, then polish off a perfect meal with decadent desserts like warm Valhalla chocolate cake. To complement...
It looks like Velron.
Velrona. Velrona. I think. Valrona. Warm Valrona chocolate cake. invented by the famous Dr. Valrona. To complement their entrees, guests 21 years of age and up can select from over 300 handpicked wines.
There's all your wine.
Yeah, most of which are from California. Over 50 are available by the glass, and sommeliers are on hand to offer pairing suggestions. There is a brunch available. Indulge in a leisurely Sunday feast featuring sophisticated fare and sweeping views of Magic Kingdom Park. Relax with the backdrop of live musical entertainment while sipping on complimentary mimosas throughout the brunch. I like the word complimentary because you are paying for the brunch.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like you just walk up there and they just start like whipping out mimosas left and right.
And go, I'm not eating. I'm
I'm just here for the free mimosa, for the complimentary mimosas.
Yeah.
Then, Sate. What is Sate?
You can.
Isn't the word satiate?
Well, you can interact. You didn't read that part after mimosas. You can interact with Disney's chefs as they artfully prepare dishes in the open show kitchen.
That would be cool. Mm-hmm. I would interact like, hey, can you get me another mimosa?
No, you
that
would be
so cool. I would love.
I'd love to do that.
I still want to, like I've said before, I want to be a fly on the wall in a kitchen, except that would then break health code violations. Mm-hmm. So then, yeah, I'm just going to say then, titillate your taste buds. That's with a menu of charcuterie, sushi, inspired salads, and seasonal brunch entrees made from the freshest ingredients. There's something for even the most discriminating palate. Libations include a Bloody Mary bar, cocktails, craft brews, and an extensive list of the finest wines from around the world. Cap off your meal with a decadent dessert like macaroons or chocolate truffles. It's the sweetest ending for a brunch you'll never forget. And for your convenience, complimentary valet parking is available for this event. I really, really want to do this one time.
Wow.
I've heard wonderful, wonderful things about this. Alcohol and all's included. It's like all you can eat. It's apparently just incredible.
That hurts my stomach already.
I know. Jill and Steve, our listeners that we met, they've done it. I think she said they've done it two or three times maybe. Has just said it's so worth it. Again, it's Sunday only, but I'm guessing that cost range is probably the 60 or so per person, which to me sounds like that's a deal. So
cool.
We'll have to look at this one time. I would love to do it. Of course, there is the California Grill Lounge. You can enjoy pre-dinner cocktails and first-come, first-serve seating in the lounge, offering the same menu as the restaurant. This is a great idea if you do not get an ADR up there.
Honestly, I don't know if it was just because it was Father's Day, and there was a lot of room. So, like, I mean, we didn't need an ADR, and we could have gone up there and sat at a table at the lounge.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that's what I think I would like to do in the future and try it out is just, you know, kind of just on a whim, just go, you know what, let's go over there and let's see. And to be honest, if you go up and the lounge is not available and you're still looking to eat, I'd go right downstairs to the Wave and either eat at the bar there or you can probably get a seat because that place is never really busy and extremely underrated. And you can get a lot of the same types of amazing food. Do you want to read about the Magic Kingdom fireworks spectacular?
Yeah. So it says California Grill offers California Grill offers one of the best fireworks dining experience at Walt Disney World Resort. Lights dim as the music is piped into the restaurant, immersing guests in the magic of the night. Dining before the fireworks, bring your receipt to the check-in desk on the second floor of the re-entry to California Grill. Then enjoy the show either from the California Grill Lounge or the outside observation deck. Guests with a dining reservation after the fireworks are also invited to watch the show from the lounge or observation deck. Please note that the fireworks may be canceled due to inclement weather and are subject to change. Which
I really think this is one where, you know, you time it right. Kind of, in a sense, the way we did, you know, a 6:30 to 7 reservation for 8:15 fireworks are probably pretty good because even if you're still at your table, you can get up and go out and watch them. But knowing that you get the re-entry, you know,
that's awesome.
I don't know that I would want specifically like a 8 p.m. reservation or an 8:15 reservation when fireworks are at 8:15. Like, I don't think I'd want to be in the middle of my meal when the fireworks start personally for us, unless you had that most absolute perfect view. Because I don't want to get up from my table.
Oh, well, Alyssa said that they would hold your food. They will tell
you. They will. Yes, they will. But I want to sit and just have my meal and do my meal and then see fireworks for me personally.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like you are much different. All right, there's a dress code. Guests are asked to adhere to the minimum dress code requirements at this signature dining experience. Dressier attire is also welcome. Please explore the minimum dress code requirements, which are men must wear khaki slacks or dress shorts and collared shirts. Jeans may be worn if in good condition. Sports coats are optional. Women must wear capri pants, skirts, dresses, or dress shorts, also known as drorts.
What?
I don't know. I just made that up. Well, you have like jean shorts or jorts, so wouldn't dress shorts be drorts? Jeans may be worn if in good condition. Not permitted are tank tops, flip-flops, swimsuits, swimsuit cover-ups, hats for gentlemen, cutoffs, torn clothing, and t-shirts with offensive language and or graphics. Do you think you could wear like a nice hat, though? Like a top hat? They're just talking about, because it didn't say baseball hats.
All
right. I want to wear a top hat next time. What did you and the girls wear?
Dresses.
Yes. So, and I wore my white linen pants and a button-up shirt.
Yes, and you looked very nice. You and I looked very nice. Although the kids over the dresses, which I'm shocked they let us in. Yeah. Just kidding. But they wore their sweatshirts from the 21 Pilots that were basically you can fit in both of them.
Yes. Yes. They looked like dresses.
Yes.
So hoodie dresses.
Yes. So anyways, they still let us in. But yeah, I wore a brand new dress that I got. I got three thinking more for the Poly. But this one I thought, ooh, this will be great for California Grill.
And I liked it because it's fun. You know, we don't really get like dressed up often or go to these real, you know, these signature dining experiences that often. I feel like we've done a couple lately, you know, with this and Narcoosie's and Artist Point. I like that I can dress nicely but comfortably.
Yeah.
You know? I like that. Yeah.
I guess mine was considered like a sundress.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right. But it is.
Black
but,
and white,
you know,
flowers. Pretty.
Yeah. But it is one, you know, you probably have to plan. You know, it's not going to be where you spend a day at Magic Kingdom, you know, in your jorts and your cut off sleeve t-shirt, you know, and with the most expensive day ever you know, type thing on it. Not that that's it's offensive to me, but not that it's offensive language or graphics, but you're probably, you know, you're not going to come straight from there in your flip flops, your shorts, like, right, and a t-shirt.
So my tank top I have on is the awesome one that Jared made. So would I, if I had this on and shorts and I was coming from Magic Kingdom, I wouldn't be allowed?
Are they drorts?
Well, I don't know. No, they're just regular jean shorts. I mean, with this purple one, I have the
according
purple
to this, you are not allowed. Now, I don't know I don't know how they turn you away or what they do. I mean, you know, I have been to places
excuse
before
me,
where they, where, you know, where I was dressed nice enough, but they, but like a blazer's required and they literally have like loner blazers. I'm guessing they don't have loners here. I don't know what they would literally do. I mean, my guess is they're going to.
I kind of want to try it.
I know, they're either just going to let you in or they're going to say, I'm sorry, this is not adhere to our dress code. Here are your options. You know, we will gladly get whatever time you need, you know, for you to go back and change. I don't know. I really don't know. If anybody has been turned away because you're wearing, you know, jorts and a cutoff shirt.
Well, I mean, like, I mean, my tank top is very pretty. It's purple. It's, yeah.
Maybe that's why sometimes we see people in the women in the Magic Kingdom that look like they're going clubbing in like high heels and like,
yeah,
maybe
because
they're
true.
Like, oh, I got a California Grill reservation in 10 hours. I got to make sure I look the part and got my jorts on.
But I'm just thinking like a day, a hot day, you know, we're going to Magic Kingdom and say we're doing California Grill for lunch. Do they have lunch?
No, they don't have lunch, dinner.
Okay. So early dinner, we're late going to the Magic Kingdom and we got 5 p.m.
They
right?
Open, yep.
We got a 5 p.m. reservation. Like, I don't know. Like, and all right, let's say I wore my black shorts. They are cut off.
Too bad, so sad.
And then my purple tennis shoes.
Not dress code.
But I wonder what they would say. Like, what are your options? If anybody knows, please.
I actually don't know because we adhere to dress codes.
Right. But I mean, I think like, do they have stuff down in the Contemporary Gift Shop where, hey, you can go downstairs and there's a dress?
Yeah, they do. And then you start off your night having spent like $400.
But do you know, you know that for a fact?
They all do. Look at Yacht Club. Look at the gift shop at Yacht Club. I mean, they're selling
but
what
that
is
was,
to that resort.
But that was it was all like Pulitzer.
I know, but
like,
in Tommy Bahama, Tommy but it's all Bahama. Like Yacht Club wear. But it would
right.
be... It, but if you're walking into Yachtsman, which is going to have this same dress code, then yeah, you'd have to go there and like buy something if you did not pack accordingly, or you have to call a taxi, and then they're going to take you. Yeah, they're going to take you into all throughout St. Lucia into the worst parts, into the shops where you're pretty sure you're going to get murdered, and you have to buy shoes and pants and a shirt. Remember
but
that time that
I,
happened
I,
to that
oh,
guy on
I
his
remember.
Honeymoon?
Yeah, I remember that guy. And
that
I remember
guy
that,
was me.
I remember that guy's wife, that beautiful newly married woman.
I don't remember this part of the story.
That she was packing and she was like, are you going to take anything nice? And the man said, no, I'm just going to wear shorts and flip-flops the whole
think,
time.
I don't
we're
think
in St. Lucia.
The man sounded like that.
And then the woman was like, oh, well, I'm going to take some nice stuff. It's our honeymoon. The man still said, no, I'm just going to wear shorts and flip-flops the whole time.
Yeah, and the man and the woman were going to stay at an all-inclusive of the cheapest resorts on the wrong end of St. Lucia called, like, Monkey Bay. So I'm sticking up with that guy. I think that guy was still correct for thinking.
No.
And all food inclusive. Is included, including dinners there.
Yeah,
but you have to wear nice fancy pants stuff.
Yes.
They had a swim up bar with a bartender named Skeet.
You remember all that?
Yes. You got hammered by 1 p.m. and you think you're supposed to wear dress shoes and dress pants to their... To their restaurant?
To their yes, if you want that. I mean, I guess you because I think could we have gotten room service? Can't remember all that.
No, I don't know. Because there were two restaurants
right
on site that required a dress code.
Yes.
Yeah, and so
and if we wanted to eat there for free,
right?
Well, you had to. Yeah. But no, you didn't.
Hey,
bring
we
anything.
Ended up getting to eat there because the man and the woman went into the inner city of St. Lucia and were taken through back alleys and. Flashes of like horror movies went through that man and woman's head, and luckily the taxi driver was awesome and amazing, had no ideas of murder on his mind. So that worked out for us, or them, the people that we were talking about that will go unnamed.
Well, at least
we'll just say it was Mr. and Mrs. Flynn. Were their names. All right. Do we want to talk food? Do we want to talk about California Grill? Or yeah, do we want to talk about how...
Let's move on.
The man is married for 48 hours and is already wrong. Welcome to marriage, fellas. All right. Let's talk food here. As mentioned, there's a very extensive wine list, you know, cocktails, beer. You opted for wine. Mm-hmm. How was your wine experience?
Great. Fine.
Do you want to talk? Pinot do we Grigio. Want to talk about Ryan now, or as we get into like the food, our waiter?
Yeah, we can talk about him now.
Okay.
Best we've
ever had.
He was amazing.
Best.
He was
waiter waitress we have ever had.
Yep.
And you know, I know we're at California Grill, and you expect outstanding service. This was above and beyond. This felt like personalized service.
We were his only table.
Yes.
And we were not.
Yeah.
In fact.
And as I overheard him with the table next to us, it felt like they were his only table.
Yeah.
I mean, he was that good and attentive and his recommendation. I mean, everything.
And in fact, he felt the need. I'm not sure why, because, I mean, it was amazing. And I don't know. We told him we were podcasters and stuff. And so I don't know if he felt the need. I don't know if he thought we thought, but he felt the need to tell us that they were understaffed and that he was basically apologizing for if he was not as, I guess, quick or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what?
And if that's how he works understaffed, I can't imagine when they're staffed correctly, because he was just, blew me away. Yeah. Starting with you asking for a wine. There's 300 bottles, you know? So you asked for wine.
Yeah.
And he came out, offered a sample, you know, offered for you to taste it, which I won't talk about when I got my red wine and try to show me up later. I mean, again, like, you know, you wanted the Pinot Grigio. There's so many different options. It was just amazing, you know. And then I got a beer to start. As we got into meals, I had some different items, and then we can talk about them then. But I just wanted to start off by saying, I mean, again, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, down to the end where I made the point to say, can we get a picture with you?
Yeah.
And I tweeted it out with cast compliments.
And I
hope that they respond to that one and tell him, because he just, and his personality, just everything. I mean, he ended up like ducking his head into some of the live streams when he came up, like. Just it was cool, because a lot of times, like, we'll be doing some of these live streams or videoing from the table, and they'll walk up and just stop in their tracks, like, I can't interrupt, like, which we don't care at all. Right. That makes to it. And he would kind of, you know, like, one time I know he, like, tucked his head down and was like, hey, how you doing? And just, I mean, he was just incredible. So knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, but extensive beer, wine, cocktails. All right, so we're going to get into the menu, and I'll kind of do like I do in the past. I'm not going to read through it all. If you are a member of Club 32, you get the full... show notes for this episode, which includes every single menu item with pricing, but we'll kind of go through it. You know, they start with artisanal hand-formed pizzas from the wood-burning oven. They have a pepperoni, Sonoma County, which includes pea and mascarpone spread. Those are peas. I think it should say peas. Because when I just say it out loud, it sounds weird. And you're not looking at the spelling. But it's got like wild mushrooms, herb goat cheese, flowers, herbs, and they have a porchetta, which includes a house-made porchetta, aged provolone, Calabrian chili, and arugula. Each of these pizzas are $21. I've heard very, very wonderful things about these.
How big are they, do you know?
I think they're like a single serve size, but...
So like four pieces?
Probably, yeah. But again, I don't know how big. I mean, it could be anywhere from a 12 to a 14 or so size pizza.
Okay.
This is something that I'd love to do and go at the bar, you know, and sit and maybe get one of these. The porchetta would be incredible. So you have those options. And then we get into the hand rolled sushi. I've heard incredible things about this sushi. I really wanted sushi. In my brain, these rolls are from $22 up to $29 for a sushi roll.
29 and being the highest, and
yeah, 22 being the lowest.
obviously.
Usually people who understand numbers in the order like that they 29, go in would have understood
here's a Medusa roll. Yeah. It's crispy soft shell, crab, asparagus.
Gochujang.
Thank you. And
yuzu mayo, and habanero, tobiko, and puffed vermicelli.
So,
which sounds absolutely amazing.
It does. And it does. But it's hard for us because we have a sushi place right around the corner from us.
Yeah.
And I mean, we have had something. I mean, your California combination roll, $27.
Yeah. I mean, that's a California roll. That's a California roll. $27.
Jumbo lump crab, avocado, cucumber, and shrimp tempura. It's amazing right around the corner.
Yeah.
And
at half the price of most of these rolls.
And I mean, the sushi's still fresh and amazing. Yeah. And I mean, unless they're flying it or caught it that morning, I mean.
I guarantee the sushi's incredible. I wanted to go more with stuff that I felt like we couldn't get other places. Now, again, yes. This is one that I could see. We go sit at the bar, we have a drink, we get a sushi roll, and then we get one of those pizzas, you know, or we get two sushi rolls and a pizza or something like that. So don't doubt these are incredible. They have everything. Like, I mean, these sound a new moon roll, right? Maine lobster, avocado, barbecue eel, rice pearls, gochujang dragon sauce. They've got a tuna three-way. Really. They've got a double tuna crunch roll. They do have sashimi, which includes tuna, salmon, hamachi, octopus, citrus ponzu, and furikake rice. So great selection, and I've heard not a bad thing about it. Oh, I've heard that they are worth the money, but you're right. We could go tonight if we wanted.
To Tanks
and get three or four rolls at half the price each and save a ton of money, and they're going to be just as good and inventive. Good,
yeah.
They're very inventive up at Tanks.
I mean, they have so much. It's like crazy.
Yeah. So for a couple of our local listeners, I know that kind of live in this area, if you have not done Tanks Sushi Bistro,
that's really good.
Wonderful. Yeah. They have a yellowfin tuna appetizer with thin sliced jalapeno on top in like a ponzu type sauce.
So good.
Blow you away. Next, you go to soup, salads, and appetizers. You've got different soups. You have a selection of farmhouse and artisanal cheeses, hearts of romaine salad, a handcrafted charcuterie board. They have the chef's garden heirloom beets, Sonoma goat cheese ravioli, which I bet is very, very good. They have a market strawberry salad. And some of these, appetizer prices are pretty good for a signature restaurant. And when you can get a handcrafted charcuterie board for $22, the goat cheese ravioli is $16. You're probably getting about three or four raviolis, but still.
Mm-hmm.
A braised beef short rib wonton, which we'll talk about in a minute. They have bird's nest seafood egg rolls, which I don't remember seeing these on the menu, but I might have missed it because I saw the short rib. Shrimp, crab, whitefish, some other stuff with pineapple, tomatilla salsa, herbs, butter, lettuce. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
So what did we go with?
The braised beef short rib wontons. Yeah. Now, did Ryan suggest
he
that
said
one?
That, he said, well,
I don't remember. You knew.
I think you saw short rib and you're like, they have short rib. And I was like, oh, and it's a wonton. I love it. And I think we asked him how it was, and he was like, yes, it's very good. The short rib is very tender, very flavorful.
A little spicy.
Yeah, a little bit spicy. He was right. So it does have a doenjang miso cola onion sauce, a crispy garlic chili oil, radish, and pickled lotus root. What'd you think?
It was amazing.
They were delicious. Four of them.
Yep.
Which was perfect because Lacey did eat some.
She tried to eat some, and poor thing, it was funny because she liked it a lot at first, and then it kind of the spice caught up to her. she couldn't. I almost needed to ask for
more.
She
was like pressing the napkin against her tongue and stuff. It was funny. But I loved them. Very flavorful.
Yep.
Short rib though.
Yep.
That hint of sweetness, and then you got a little bit of a kick of spice kind of. I really liked them. They were a steamed.
Yep.
So again, you know, and these are like a steamed dumpling that are then sitting in the sauce.
Uh-huh.
But I thought they were flavorful. I thought they were delicious. I thought it was worth $17 easily.
Yeah. I agree.
Very, very shareable. You know, even if you're there with four people and each person has one.
Right.
This is where you could probably maybe get that and then something else and then something else, you know, or you all split a sushi roll.
Yep.
Sushi rolls often come with maybe six pieces. Mm-hmm. So you each can get some of that. So I love this. All right, moving into entrees. They have these are expensive. I mean, this is a signature restaurant. Yeah. You have on the low end, $36. You're going up to $59. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, $75. We'll talk about that one. On point with like what we saw at Narcusi's.
Yeah.
Price wise.
And I mean, this comes at, it's nice because it's a, you know, like you got your spring lamb loin for $48. It comes crispy potatoes, you know, egg, green chorizo, spring vegetables, you know, and then a sauce. So, I mean, it's not like you're just your spring lamb.
Yeah, it's not like a steakhouse. Yeah, it's not a steakhouse where you say, you know, yeah, I would like.
So for $48, I think.
That's not bad. Alaskan halibut, $49. I almost got that just for the halibut. Pacific sea bass is $48. You have a creme fraiche. I'm sorry. You have a surf and turf for $59. Now this, I was eyeballing this except because I wanted to compare it to Narcusi's until I realized it's a very different surf and turf. So this comes with a creamy lobster thermidor, going to be a tail, but it's like a French style of cooking it. It's just very different. It's very like, I think it's actually pulled out like buttered and cooked and then put back in the shell. So it's just very different. And then it's coming actually with a bison strip loin as the turf.
Right.
So it's not, you're not getting like a beef filet or anything. Right. They have a green circle chicken for $75 is the 21 day dry aged prime Kansas City strip steak. But again, this comes with Gouda macaroni and cheese, charred onions, and a brandy peppercorn butter. They have a ramp tagliatelle for $36 on the low end. Let's talk about our orders. Do you want to get into yours first?
Sure.
Because I really also want to talk about the size of these dishes.
Yeah.
Compared to the price of these dishes. And I'm going in a positive way, not a negative way. Because you know, you can go to some fine dining experiences and you're like, yes, I would love the grilled pork tenderloin, which comes with a goat cheese polenta, cremini mushrooms, and a Zinfandel glaze for $46. And then it comes and you've got like a 2 ounce, 3 ounce portion of pork. Mm-hmm. Sitting on top of a spoon of polenta that's been spread across the plate.
Yeah.
And then, you know, perfectly two cremini mushrooms like angled on top and then and Zinfandel glaze is dropped with a, you know, a squirt bottle in three different areas. And you're like, okay, this is beautiful, but where's the rest of it? Right?
Yeah.
How did you feel about this dish from the portion size to the flavor to just everything about it?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I loved everything of it.
Yeah.
I love the size for me. It was actually kind of perfect. I was pretty full, but I feel like maybe for you, you think it would have been full for you?
I think so. I mean, it was three pieces of pork tenderloin that I would say were, you know, probably circumference. That's straight across, right? Circumference. Or is that diameter? Diameter straight across. Probably a diameter of about 2 inches across. And these were a good inch to an inch and a half thick.
Well, they were three of those.
And then that sat on top of a good bowl portion of goat cheese polenta.
I would have liked just an extra side of that. That was incredible.
So good. If you like goat cheese, straight up your alley. If you do not like goat cheese, it was definitely heavy on the goat cheese flavor, not like overpowering.
See, I love.
But I still think if you don't like goat cheese, it might have been too much. You know, we eat pork tenderloin at home, but I tend to do it a little bit more on the well side mm-hmm. because we're getting a vacuum packed pork tenderloin from Publix. You know, I like to cook it a little bit better.
Yeah.
Here, they really, really know what they're doing. So
of course,
when Ryan asked, well, how would you like your first of all, when a place asks, how would you like your pork tenderloin cooked? Like they would ask a steak, you know, you're already in a good spot.
Yeah.
Right. So
I think when I started to say, he said our chef does. And I was like, yes, yeah, whatever like, chef wants.
Yeah. And perfect. I mean, this was fork tender. You could cut it with a fork and it was a combination of everything together. I thought it was knocked it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
There's like nothing I would change about this dish.
Mm-hmm.
I only thing I would change is I would like replace the mushrooms with maybe some sauteed spinach or something. Like if you had to keep a veggie on there or some asparagus, something like that, just because I'm not
so
big
good.
on mushrooms.
The mushrooms
but,
are so good.
Or am I? That's some foreshadowing
was,
to our three bridges.
Well, and that's what I was just going to say. We ate after Three Bridges. And then when I had the mushrooms, I was like, this is what.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways, yeah. This.
We'll move on.
I loved
this
it.
This was amazing.
I thought the pork was, again, perfectly cooked. So flavorful. The Zinfandel glaze was throughout. There was plenty of it. I loved this dish.
Yes.
Awesome.
What'd you have?
I went as recommended by most everybody. I went with the oak fired filet of beef for $54. It comes with a creme fraiche mashed potato, jumbo asparagus, Meyer lemon vinaigrette, and triple garlic butter. I got it cooked medium,
mm-hmm.
as recommended pretty much for, you know, I mean, again, that's what I'm going to get. Like we've said before.
Well, and I've always said when you're at a really nice restaurant like this, yes, get medium.
Yeah, but order what you want.
Right. But if you're somewhere that's
Outback.
Yeah. You want to maybe go like a medium rare.
Yeah. Because it's going to come out medium.
Right.
Chances are. So, yeah. Correct. So got medium. This was a great portion size.
Mm-hmm.
Had a nice bed of the creme fraiche mashed potatoes, which were so light.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love mashed potatoes. I love a mashed potato that's got a ton of garlic and butter and cream and maybe sour cream, whatever. But they're so heavy mm-hmm. and thick. These were so like light and airy that, yeah, I think you could eat an entire bowl of these and just feel good. Like they're not greasy. They're not overpowering. You don't feel like heavy. Like you just ate something bad for you.
Right.
Stacked on top of that was the jumbo asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
Cooked to perfection, mm-hmm. seasoned with nice salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. Again, they had just enough like snap to them the way you want it. They mm-hmm. weren't mushy, but they weren't undercooked.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely cooked to perfection. And then you added in the Meyer lemon vinaigrette and the triple garlic butter. Awesome. Steak sat on top. Now the best steak I've had on property.
Okay.
I loved the steak at Narcusi's
mm-hmm.
that you had, and I had some bites of. Yes. Absolutely loved it.
Oh, it was really good.
I would put this right above that.
Nice.
I thought it was, yeah, cooked to perfection, perfectly seared on the outside, nice, tender on the inside. Like, mm-hmm. I was cutting it with a knife at first, and I got down the last couple of bites, and I was like, wait a second, and just put my fork right through it.
Nice.
And ate the rest of it. And it was, what I love about, I think, both of these dishes is that you could eat the pork tenderloin by itself. You could eat the polenta by itself.
Yes.
Both delicious.
Yes.
You could eat them together. Equally delicious. But they, same with the steak. The steak stood apart from the asparagus, which stood apart from the mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those individually was incredible. But you could also, there were times where I got, you know, some of the potatoes and ate them with the steak and it was incredible. Or I got a little bit of the asparagus with the steak or asparagus with the potatoes.
Right.
But the way that each of them can stand on their own, I thought was just outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. Highly.
I agree.
Highly recommended. All right. They do have a good selection of desserts. One includes a farmhouse and artisanal cheeses for $22. Dr. Valrona is back with his chocolate cake for $16. And that is a vanilla bean ice cream, milk chocolate whipped, panna cotta, and pretzel crunch, which I would like to get next time we go back. I think, you know, I love to eat something sweet and then afterwards eat something salty mm-hmm. like pretzels. I actually don't like them together. I don't like chocolate covered pretzels. I like to eat chocolate, be done with it, and then eat a pretzel.
You're so funny.
So I'd be interested to try that. They have lavender donuts, which sounds so interesting. Blueberry gin jam, mm-hmm. pistachio crumble, and blueberry frozen yogurt. They have a cheesecake with no sugar added, roasted white chocolate, banana roulade. Sounds amazing. And a lemon meringue cannoli, and then a guava sorbet. What did we end up getting?
We ended up getting the strawberry creme brulee for $14.
As soon as we saw creme brulee, he said creme brulee, we're like, we're getting creme brulee. So.
And it was the best creme brulee that I've had that's not vanilla.
Okay, like as a flavored, like you like, so you're saying like, it's not just a standard creme brulee, a flavored creme brulee. Yeah, because this was a vanilla bean creme brulee, but it came with fresh local strawberries, cornflake crunch, coconut whip, and sponge cake.
Yeah, I don't know. It was amazing.
It was so.
Maybe it is the best one I've had.
Probably. Yeah. It was beautiful. You know, we split this. And then we even told Ryan this, you know, neither one of us like coconut.
Oh, yeah.
This had coconut. But you couldn't tell there was coconut, but it added to it. It was more of like the flavor from like a pina colada coconut,
yeah.
Which to me sometimes isn't so overpowering in coconut flavor. So it just, everything worked together so well. Absolutely love this one and would highly recommend this dish as well. All right, they do have some kids' appetizers, like a baby iceberg wedge salad. They have grilled seasonal vegetable lettuce wraps. Each of those comes at $5. For the Disney check meals, they do have chicken breast for $15. That's going to come with steamed green beans, crushed sweet potatoes, and seasonal fruit kebabs with freshly made yogurt dip. Wild salmon for $17. That's going to come with steamed green beans, brown basmati rice, and seasonal fruit kebabs. And then they have a grilled beef tenderloin, which comes with steamed green beans, crushed sweet potatoes, and the fruit. This is what Kaylin opted for.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between the check meals and the entrees?
The check meals are underneath certain Disney nutrition guidelines that fall under certain, like more of like a health meal, as opposed to on the entrees. The standard entrees is cheese pizza and mac and cheese.
Okay.
So they fall, that's why it's a grilled chicken breast. It's, you know, a wild salmon and a grilled beef tenderloin. It's not going to be fried chicken and things like that. So they're basically falling under those specific guidelines.
Yes. So she got the beef tenderloin.
Yep.
And she loved it.
She did.
And
what did you think about the sizing of this plate? Because we have, you know, we've had anytime they have a steak or a beef tenderloin grilled on the kids' meal, Kaylin's getting it. We have varied from, you know, the size of her palm to the size of my palm.
Right.
So it does vary on the size. But
I think this was a little bit bigger size.
Yeah.
And the because she actually had the steak at also Three Bridges. Uh-huh. And she really liked that. And I said, one thing you would change. Well, she did say that she would just, of course, put more. Now she is
more meat.
Right. More meat. She's like Jared. But she is my height and sometimes she can eat a lot. And the reason that one's small is because there's basically the on the entree. So she could eat it. So anyways, this was, I think, a good kid's
size. Well, it's also the Mickey check meals. So those portions tend to be smaller.
Right. But I mean, we'd rather her get this than the same thing you had.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But it came with the steam. The green beans were wonderful. I actually ate some of those. Yeah. She didn't really eat them, but they're not, you know, she eats green beans out of a can. She liked the
sweet potatoes, didn't
she? Loved the sweet potatoes.
That's right.
It was basically a sweet potato mash, but it wasn't like overly sweet or like, you know, again, filled with like cinnamon and butter, like, you know, your holiday, like yams or something.
Right.
Very light, very, very good. They do have some kids desserts, which include the California Grill signature puffed rice sushi for $9, which we got.
Mm-hmm.
If you have seen the sushi classes, the candy sushi classes they are doing at Food and Wine, they did last year. They're doing again this year for kids. It literally is, you know, it's usually like a fruit roll up, then layered with Rice Krispies, like, you know, with the marshmallow and everything, like a Rice Krispie treat, and then filled with, you know, Skittles or M&Ms or Swedish fish.
Yep, this had Swedish fish.
And so that's what this was. And it had a piece of like sashimi and it had a piece of sushi, like a roll, like all these different things. And they really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They do have seasonal fruit kebabs and cookies and cream. And then Lacey was able to just get a cup of ice cream. Yeah. Vanilla ice cream. Yeah. Which Ryan was so gracious.
She ate off of them.
She ate off of Kaylin's. She didn't get a meal.
But she had a piece of steak.
She had a piece of steak. We know the way she's going to be. Here's what I loved is once we got down, you know, I'm at this place and I'm thinking, all right, I'm eating a nice steak and I was drinking beer. I don't really want a beer with my steak. So I said to Ryan, you know, because I think it was time for me to have a refill. And he said, you know, would you like another beer? And I said, you know, I think I want to do a red wine because of this steak. But I don't know what kind. And he was like, well, what kinds do you like? You know, do you like them on the dry end? Do you like them, you know, what type of balance? All this.
Right.
And as I told him, he said, be right back. Comes back, pours me a taste. Absolutely perfect. Exactly the type of red wine I would drink.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, okay, he fills up my glass. Delicious, went perfectly with the meal. As we're getting to dessert, I'm like, well, I don't really want a red wine with dessert. We're getting this light and airy strawberry creme brulee. Oh, and he says, I have something I can recommend. It's a dessert wine.
Yeah.
Again, comes out with the taste of it. It's nice and sweet. Not something you would ever have more than one of.
No.
But I taste it and I say, Ryan, this is perfect. Comes back, you know, gives me the full glass and it went and paired perfectly with the dessert. So it was just, it's so cool to have like that extra experience and stuff that we don't normally do.
With the red wine where he finished the bottle. I was going to leave it out.
Yeah.
And I thought it was hysterical. Yeah. So he finished the bottle and he had to go get more because it wasn't the correct pour.
Right. Because they're on the side of the glasses at these places, it is etched if you've never seen it.
Right.
It's like a small star. And they go right to the middle of that star, and that's the pour that they're supposed to give you.
Right. And so he was like, I'll be right back. And he was like, drink up, like joking. And so, I mean, I think you took maybe a sip or something. Yeah. But he came back, and he kind of was like, oh, wow, like you didn't. And he said that people have before he said that, and then they've like drank.
Yeah, because he's going to fill it to the line, and I'm like, but he's not going to charge you. Yeah, really? He's not going to charge you the extra for it, so you definitely get a little more.
It was hysterical.
But he gives me the wine for the taste, and, you know, I'm like, all right, let me taste it. And then you pull out, like, we're like fancy wine drinkers. You're like, aren't you going to smell it? Like, right, and embarrassing me in front of Ryan. Like, aren't you going to smell it? You're supposed to swish it. You're supposed to swirl it in the glass.
And then technically you're not even supposed to drink it. You're supposed to spit it out.
And I'm like, no, I'm just going to drink it.
Because that's what everything. Haven't you been to a place gets all your senses?
Unfortunately. And not really. Not really for me.
Okay.
Again, you know, I've drank wine out of a box. I would like that sometime. Where you're like, yes, I will have your, you know, whatever, your 2011 Shiraz and this and that. And they just walk out with a box under their arm. And they're like, do you like a taste of that? There you go. You're like, is that out of a box?
No.
The boxes preserve longer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to be better. A lot of people are going, a lot of wineries and vineyards are going away from traditional corks. Yeah. They're moving into the rubber corks or, you know, other avenues because they have found over time now, like, those corks will actually can rot if they're not stored properly. And also, boxes actually are sometimes the best serving if you're not drinking a Franzia.
Yeah.
That's not so good. No. What else? I'm trying to think here.
Yeah.
I mean, we wrapped up. This was an expensive meal. You know, we used Tables in Wonderland. Yep. We got 20% off, added the 18%. We tipped him more on top of that because he was just so incredible. But all said and done, you know, this ends up being 240, I want to say.
I didn't know that. But, I mean, we had so much.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I thought it was worth every penny. You know, these are the times where I thought my steak alone at, what, $54, I want to say. I thought my steak alone at $54 was worth $54.
Yeah.
I did. I actually did.
Like a steak place, and then you would have added.
But you pair in
right
the scenery, the views, being at Disney, you know, being at Ryan as our incredible waiter, the experience and all, even from the moment you check in and you're taking up a private elevator, those add into the price.
Yeah,
you know, but the meal again has to stand up to that, which it perfectly did.
Right.
So for me, it's like a bonus. Now, I could even say, you know what? This was a $40 steak, but it was worth $54 because of these added things. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you'd go to an Outback and have a really, really good steak there, but you're like, well, I'm missing all the other stuff. You know, I'm really missing that ambiance and being at Disney and having this incredible service. So you can kind of do that price differently. I thought everything here was worth the price that we paid.
Mm-hmm.
And I was happy to pay it at the end. I mean, you never want to pay that much for a meal, but this is the type of dining experience I think that you certainly reserve for special occasions and to be with special people.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, the kids didn't cost that much. You know, normally if it wasn't Father's Day, they probably would not have come with us.
Yeah.
And we would have saved a little bit there, but it was worth it to be there with them and to be the experience and, you know, Ryan interacting with them and watching him with there were two cute little girls next to us that were, you know, probably the same age difference as ours, just younger.
Yeah.
And it was neat to watch him interact with them and even the table behind me. It just, this I've been saying for weeks, I was so nervous about because the expectation in the bar was so high.
Right.
This lived up to or exceeded my expectations. Oh. And I was going in with heavy ones, you know, I mean, there could have been little things that unfortunately I would have just been like, well, somebody told me that this was the best steak I'd ever have. And it wasn't. And it was so good, you know, and I would put this up against probably other steaks that I've had. I remember having one a year or two ago in Oklahoma City at who was it? I can't even remember now. It was a like famous steakhouse, and I've had one up in Indianapolis at St. Elmo's, which was probably the best steak I've ever had in my life. This was right up there with it, you know. Nice. And so I absolutely love that. You know, for us, it's not going to be a place that we're going to go often due to the cost and, right. and, you know, taking time out of your evening maybe, but I'd like to go back. I'd like to do the lounge. Mm-hmm. I'd like to try the pizza. I would like to try the brunch. This is going up on top of the list, you know. And how about you? You know, we just dined very recently at Narcoossee's, and yeah, I think these are very, very comparable.
Yes. I like this one better.
You like this better?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you?
I do. I would pick this over Narcoossee's. You know, getting in the resort areas there in places we have eaten at. Mm-hmm. California Grill, Ohana, Narcoossee's. Mm-hmm. Let's take those three because of the proximity to Magic Kingdom and the ability to watch fireworks.
Uh-huh.
What order would you recommend those in? Ohana's very, very different.
I started to say, Ohana first.
You would put Ohana first. Okay.
I would.
As an overall experience. Okay, let's talk. Let's talk food.
Too.
Do you like the food overall better at an Ohana than at either Narcoossee's or California Grill? Ohana, you get to try more.
Yeah, okay. I think so, maybe. All right.
That's fair. I think I would put this first, then Ohana, then Narcoossee's.
But, I mean, yeah, you just have to try. Yeah, I started to say, I would do Ohana, California, and then Narcoossee's.
Okay.
Because I feel like with this, you get to try, like, I mean, now maybe after me, you, Gary, and Claire go, you know, all four of us are eating and we're maybe sharing whatever, I don't know, and you get to taste more. Well, then
Gary doesn't share. I'm just stealing it off his plate when he's not looking.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, I think that's the hard part. You have so many good things that sound amazing, mm-hmm. you know, and I mean, what... You know, I'm excited to try, would you say Toledo? And I think everybody should do this, but apparently, we'll just try it and then we'll
tell you we'll compare. Here's another
I think
one I look
just
at.
Be able to taste little things.
You do. Yes. I would still love that. And then, you know, Ohana for me, I absolutely love Ohana and I love that dining experience. But like now I'm looking at it and I'll be so interested to do the Twilight Feast. When we go to Polynesian,
yeah,
and see how it compares, and then mm-hmm. I still love that you can sit at Tambu Lounge and get a taste of Ohana.
Yeah,
you can't do that as much here without paying that price. But this is another one. The way that I felt about Narcoossee's and all, I can go back and look at this menu.
And you
if I wasn't paying, I mean, in a sense, there's almost nothing here I wouldn't eat.
Right.
I mean, down to the Alaskan halibut or the sea bass. It's hard for me to ever order sea bass because I just think of Dumb and Dumber. Kick his sea bass. There isn't much on here that I probably would not eat.
Right.
Down to desserts, down to entrees, down to appetizers, sushi, pizzas, everything. There's almost nothing on this menu I wouldn't try.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets me so excited about places like this. You know, if it was doable and in our budget, looking at entrees alone, you know, we could go here the next six trips. Not have the same entree twice, and I bet love every single one.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I try and put that all in. I think that I now, you know, we get to do a lot of things at Disney. We've done a lot of things at Disney. We have a lot of amazing things coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember a wow moment for me in recent memory that I had when we walked out of that elevator.
Yeah, it was really
cool. I literally wasn't expecting. We've been at the top. Of the World Lounge.
Right.
And we've watched fireworks out there.
Right.
And I don't know what it was about walking out of this elevator and glancing at the wines and then turning your head right and just seeing Magic Kingdom mm-hmm. and all its glory, the way that it was meant to be, you know, the way that it, this is what people come to California Grill for. And then to have the food and service and everything back it up.
And that's also probably why people stay at the Contemporary. Oh, I know you keep saying that it's not, and I would like to stay there. Because the sheer fact that's what it was, and to almost think back in time when it was 1971.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I can get that. We'll see. You know, we'll see what we think about the Contemporary eventually, or if when I stay there in October, I'll see what I think about it. But, you know, we'll just, I loved this. I was so glad that it lived up. It's so funny because we've had listeners reaching out like that night that were like, they were nervous.
Yeah.
You know, funny. And I, if we go back, you know, we've done what this number is 185, I think. So we've done 185 episodes. Let's just say 50 of those have been around food or something. 90% of them are positive. I mean, they really are, you know, our bad or not so great experiences are few and far between.
Right. Yep.
But I've just been so nervous about this place. Yeah. It's just funny. And so for it to exceed and everybody's recommendations to be absolutely on point.
Yep.
I love that people were like messaging that night. Like, oh my gosh, what is, I can't wait to hear what you think. Yep. Like, what is it? Wonderful.
Yep.
Highly recommended.
Yep.
This will now, you know, in the past, when people say, where do you recommend we eat? I would sometimes say, well, California Grill, you know, everybody says is amazing. But I wouldn't say I recommend it because I'd never been there. This will be top of the list, you know, with places like Narcoosie's and Sebastian's Bistro and for very different, but not Chico. I had to bring it up. I had to bring up Chico. But I will say, night and day, the difference between Chico steak and this steak.
Right. But what if it was having a bad day?
And that's possible.
I mean, you've except only that eaten there once.
At a signature dining experience like this, I don't think you're allowed to have a bad day.
Okay.
And I don't think this was bad day. I can usually tell bad day. This wasn't bad day at Chico. It was good. It was very good. It was not worth the price in the expectation and the atmosphere and everything else. That's all.
Okay.
So I would love to go back to Chico. That honestly, because I would probably put our Chico waitress in that top three we've ever had. She was wonderful when it came down to the wine pairings and everything. Loved it. But yeah, Ryan,
she was.
Oh my gosh. That, like, literally, that's another thing. If you go there and you don't really care where you sit, I would literally say, is Ryan working tonight?
Yeah.
And get him as your waiter. He was that good.
Yeah.
Any last things you want to add?
Nope.
Is that
I
it?
Don't think so.
All right. Yep. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. You can go ahead and get off the edge of your seat. You can scoot your butt all the way to the back. I don't want anybody getting hurt or falling off.
And really be relieved.
Be relieved.
It was wonderfully amazing.
It has gotten.
Can't wait to go back.
The Jeremy seal of approval.
Oh, Lord.
I want to design a seal of approval.
Okay.
But I'll get an actual seal that will do it.
You're so silly.
And it'll just be of approval, but he's the seal. So he's the seal of approval.
Okay.
That's a better idea than you're giving me credit for. Thank you guys for listening. Hopefully you already subscribed to Main Street Magic. If you do not, please do so. And you should go out and subscribe to Capture the Magic and the Diz Dudes as well. And as long as you're out there, you should leave all of us a rating and review.
Because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.